Welcome to Radio Boomers Live, otherwise known as RBL, a show that incorporates baby boomers and millennials' ideas and perspectives.
With the hottest news, reviews, and interviews, and guidance on the transition of brick and mortar to click and order. And now I'm proud to introduce former veteran, military police, and a member of Knights of Columbus, my dad, James Zuli.
And my son, chairman and CEO of Easy Way Network, known as the Digital Dick Clark, Eric Zuli.
Hey, everybody.
Boomers Live listeners.
Around
the world. Welcome. Good morning, Eric.
Good morning. You know, Dad, I like to say, wake up the easy way. Are you guys ready to
wake up the easy
up
way?
The easy way?
Well, sometimes, you know, I check out the internet in the morning, and I see you're on a walk already, you know, telling everybody, keeping them up on what's going on. I give you a lot of credit for that. I mean, you're already out there.
I'm going to do that more often, Dad. I've actually been getting a lot of requests. People enjoy it. So if you guys are following my profile, Eric Zuli, on Facebook, you can actually subscribe. You can look for the little notification button or follow when I go live. And I go live in the mornings called Wake Up the Easy Way. And I basically give you guys a lot of the updates on what's going on with the Easy Way, the opportunities that you have for you and your business as a small business owner, as well as tips and tricks and basically tidbits of information that's helpful. I'm funny, too. People seem to like me on camera. I don't know why.
Well, you know, Eric, you do add a little humor, but you do have a treasure trove of information. And people tell me that. They enjoy listening to you, but they're going like, wow, I'm taking notes because this stuff is like cutting edge. And it helps with their business, you know, and all the little things that are going on.
Engineer,
but you know what, Eric? The excitement's in the air. The excitement's in the air because you're, the award show's coming up and talking about a lot that went into this. It's amazing. And I'm excited.
We're really excited about the award show. And just so you guys know, those that are tuning in, this is Radio Boomers Live on Easy Way Radio. Google Easy, letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Radio. You'll see we're on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Player FM, Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Amazon Music, and so many other platforms. You know, people have like really been getting a lot of visibility on Google being in on this.
Oh, absolutely.
We also have Carmelita's Corner, her amazing guest. So today's show is based upon having value from the heart. And we actually have a heart-centered entrepreneur, speaker, author. His name is David Chemetsky, one of our gold members. And he brings a bat and love. So we'll find out a little more about that. And then we got Ava Kaufman with Carmelita's Corner. So it's going to be a fantastic show. And a lot of information coming up on the Easy Way Awards Golden Gala. February 11th, guys, February 11th, we have the Easy Way Awards Golden Gala. And you can either become an avatar and you can walk around and actually engage as yourself, representing as an avatar, or you can get it pay-per-view. So you can go to our ppv.easyway.tv, easyppv.com pretty soon. We're going to make it really simple for you guys. But we're going to be doing a lot of pay-per-view programs. We also got February 19th. We got American Comedy, the release of the American Comedy film. We're talking to a lot of our celebrity members that have films and have podcasts, and they all want to do pay-per-view. Like we're talking to one of our celebrity speakers on February 16th for the Easy Way Pitch Party, Henry Tillman, who actually beat Mike Tyson twice from the Olympics. He was one of the heavyweight boxers from the Olympics, and he's a superstar and wants to do a podcast with people like Mike Tyson and Holyfield, and it's just pretty incredible. And so we'll most likely be doing that on pay-per-view, and we're just getting this amazing content. And guys, get ready because it's going to be amazing pay-per-view, and we're going to be raising money for charity. We're going to be raising money for you. If you have a program and you want to actually make money with your content and you think you have good content people will pay for, we now have the pay-per-view system, and this will be all available on the Easy Way Interactive app as well. And, Dad, we got the new the digital events calendar. So we have it on the wall right now, but pretty soon we'll have easywayevents.com, and that'll be on the Easy Way Interactive app. And we'll have an events calendar not only for us, but the 5,000, almost 6,000 members that we have in all of their events. Ooh, how awesome does that sound?
I need that because I keep losing my calendar all the time.
Well, everybody's wondering about the events. It's crazy. Everybody wants to know about the events, so we're going to make it real simple for you guys. If you know about the Hollywood News Calendar, this is the new Easy Way News Calendar, but it's all the biggest and best digital events, like the top players from Les Brown to the marketing crews to standout stars to just all the top events. And if you're a member,
we're talking from the top.
The top.
You know, Eric, I'm kind of excited. I don't know how this is actually because I don't understand all the tech, but this event you have come up with the awards, I mean, it's going to be Avatar, so it's going to be in-person Avatar, but then it's going to be videos and a kind of a combination of real and Avatar and virtual. It's going to be like, wow, I'm anxious to see how they put all that together. But with that, what about our hot topics? I think we got a little bit of news to cover.
It's hot topic time.
Ripped from the headlines, today's hot topic.
A recent wave of surprisingly solid economic data reveals that the U.S. economy is in a, well, it's in for a stronger position than most economists expected. How about that? Friday's amazing job reports, well, the job reports basically are strong. You know, we're down, what, 3% or something unemployment. That's a good thing. And, you know, the job is really good. And people aren't going out there for $4, $6 an hour. They're up in the $15, $16 an hour range to start. Along with surprising jump in job openings has forced experts to recalibrate their expectations for an economy being slowed by the Fed's interest rate hikes, which had its purpose to curb the inflation. Seems complex, but balances in the long run. Okay, so you got high inflation. And the high rates sometimes can balance that out, bring them back down again. Well, if you can afford to live in Southern California, you see one of the reasons. You go outside and it's 78 degrees. When in the Midwest, we're talking about record-breaking temperatures, and you don't want to get stuck in this weather. Minus 60 degrees in the Vermont area and the Midwest down 30 below zero. That's cold, and you don't want to be stuck in that weather. Never would I have imagined that my touring days would have ended this way, Ozzy Osbourne. There can be no longer handle the rigors of the music tours due to several spinal injuries. So some things we do that we should rethink, okay? And here's a little take on that. Okay, thinking we are always the need to be busy. No, you take some time through the day to relax. You don't always have to be busy. These are things put together by psychologists to help your health and all kinds of people in the field. Putting off sleep. Don't put off your sleep. When you get that little sleep at night, when you're like, oh, I'm tired, go to bed, because otherwise you get a second wind, then you're up too late. You want to sleep. Try to get 7 hours. And don't just think about business. Think about enjoying your life. Don't put all business in your day. And try to add a little pleasure and a little relaxation. This is all stuff that will help you work more, you know, more successfully and sharper. Give yourself a break and, you know, put the turnoff switch on. Go beyond, just take a break, have balance in the day. Real important. Powerful earthquake, just check this out, hit southern Turkey and Syria with about 2,300 lost their lives. Search and rescue is going underway. That's a big one. We shot down the first balloon in the U.S. military, and now China claims ownership of a second. Grammys, the biggest in recent memory, with a slew of A-listers, and it had, they say it had its highs and lows, but overall, it was like Ed Sullivan would say, is a really big show. And with that, let's move along, and we got Carmelita's Corner coming up. And I've got, like I say, I've got so many more pages of news, but hit you with some of the stuff. And it's going to be a good year, I think. And I know it is going to be a good year. So let's move on and see what we have.
We're going to move on to a quick commercial, a little bit of information on our Easy Way pitch party, which is growing leaps and bounds. So if you haven't registered to Easy Way Family, remember, guys, it's always letter
Eric,
E, letter Z. EasyWayFamily.com.
You sounded like Littlefoot. You sounded like Littlefoot.
What do you mean I sound like Littlefoot?
I just wanted to see if Eric's on the ball. Eric and I used to watch Land Before Time, and I think our friend Deb Ross had something to do with that. Littlefoot used to say, remember, Eric?
Well, Deb Ross wrote Land Before Time and Darkwing Duck and Tailspin and Rescue Rangers and all the Disney stuff. She's one of our celebrity supporters, the Emmy Award winner, but you mean when I said yep?
That Littlefoot used to say that, remember? Yep.
I don't think that was Littlefoot, though. I don't know if you've watched Land Before Time, but go ahead and call us 914-338-1303 and help us out here. Was that Littlefoot that did the yep, or was that somebody else? I thought it was the pterodactyl character or whatever, but we'll find out more after this commercial break.
We'll find out.
Hey, guys. All right, so make sure you join us twice a month, every other Thursday, for our Easy Way Family Pitch Party, where you'll get to pitch your purpose to gain more followers to your Easy Way Wall of Fame profile. Don't have an Easy Way profile? Make sure you visit EasyWayWallOfFame.com and create your profile. The way this works is you post on your profile whatever it is that you're promoting. So when you pitch it on our main stage with 50 to 150 members every other Thursday, you will get more promotion to your profile, and then that traffic will go to your website or social media. You also get to share the stage with our celebrity speaking guests, like Kevin Sorbo, Ken Davidian, Bill Walsh, Omar Perryu, Judge Joe Brown, just to name a few. And let's not forget our members' favorite moment of the evening, our Wheel of Opportunity, where you'll get to spin to win up to $10,000 in marketing and brand development prizes. Interested? Visit EZWayFamily.com. Register for free and check out what all the excitement and buzz is about. We'll see you there. You know what? Let's just make this a little easier on you. If you're local, text Easy Way, no spaces, to the number 55678. Our system will take it from there.
There it is. Text Easy Way to 55678. That's letter E, letter Z, W-A-Y all together. And you put that in the message, and then where it says 2, where you put the phone number, you put 55678, press send, and then just let the system take it from there.
And a lot of credit to you, Eric. You're restructuring. You're constantly restructuring, and you know the highest, latest technologies, putting your business together. And you tell me a lot of it. Some I understand, some I don't. But really amazing. So big congratulations to you on that one. So with that, we're looking at Carmelita's Corner, right?
Thank you so much. Well, we do have a guest coming up. Not Carmelita's Corner yet. The guest is not in queue, but we're going to go ahead and read you guys a little information about him so you can check him out and follow him on the Easy Way Wall of Fame or our new Easy Way Interactive app. David Chemetsky is a recognizable new kind of New York voice, and he speaks to people about the peace and love we all experience in our lives and how we rise up from difficulties. So people listen and they value his warm-hearted stories, his uplifting, ramifying spirit, and his unique ways of giving back. And David's guides, he guides mentors and individuals in up-leveling themselves, their company, and their relationships. When David speaks, you can immediately hear how much he understands the struggles that we all go through. He's been through some powerful ones, and how he cares that much to step up to your highest level, helps you step up to your highest level. And David speaks from deep experience, resourcing individuals from rising from the ashes of their lives around them. He skillfully applies his professional background, personal development, and various healing modalities to help individuals break through their next level and where they're trying to get to. So David speaks about directing individuals onto the right path for them, to find out their right path and to use it like a runway to take off and fly, soar, and then get to places they've never seen before. Envisioning people's possibilities coming to natural styles of what they're looking for, David Chemetsky and the people finding his work restorative in many ways. That's what people have said. And so David reflects in acceptance of people as they are without judgment. So he establishes them. He has established his coaching and mentor brand to share his gifts with those who are ready. So he says it's your time to soar. You can evolve and grow. He has a show, a podcast show called Bring a Bat. And basically he brings a bat and he brings love and he helps you guys knock it out of the park. So if you want to check out David, you can go to easywaywalloffame.com. And there he is. He actually just got into queue. So engineer, let's go ahead and bring in David Chemetsky.
David Chemetsky, David, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. I was hearing you talk about me. I was like, who is that guy?
Yeah, and, you know, I was going to say, by the time we're done, all we can say is, well, thanks for coming on, David, but we have no more time. Your accolades are amazing, and congratulations on everything you do. So why isn't David?
One more thing I forgot to mention is he's actually one of our nominees for the Speaker of the Year Award. He's also a speaker, and he speaks on a lot of big stages. He's a player, guys. He's a player, and you learn a lot from him. He's been a gold member of ours for quite some time, and congratulations on your nomination. The big award show is this Saturday, February 11th. We're looking forward to seeing you there, David.
Not easy to get nominated. He made it in there out of so many people. But, David, why down the road did David not choose to be? I mean, from what you're doing, you could have been an engineer. You could have been a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, professor. What brought you down the road? Because you're in a field where you really like helping a lot of people. All the light keeps shining on. David likes to help. Speaker, author, you know, you healing to break through and everything. What do you think it was that, you know, that happened that put you on that path?
Well, it's life. Life really comes in at you hard, man. I guarantee you everybody in your audience has not had a straight line in life. We get in, and that's where it was. I've had 30 years of corporate experience in legal. So I'm not a lawyer, so nobody has to worry about getting sued. But, it really life brings you into so many different ways and so many different experiences. I mean, when I was in my 20s, a woman who I was going to get engaged to got killed by a drunk driver. I told her to go to a party, and she was walking on the street. So she wasn't driving. She was doing everything right. And sometimes doing everything right doesn't do it. And, you know, not only – that. And a couple of years ago, when I was going through some challenges, I started learning these techniques of how to help people. I went, you know, put myself into therapy because of all the challenges I've experienced in life. And by learning it and then start teaching people how to help themselves, how to, you know, guide them in their way, being a pathfinder. So like in my book, when I talk about some of the personal stories about myself, I ask people to look for their pathfinder or pathfinder perspectives. How do they find love in their lives? What do they do to push themselves through perseverance? And that's really how
you remind me of an old song. Do you remember? You're a little, I don't know if you're a little young for this, but there was a song, Accentuate the Positive, you know?
Oh, sure, I know that song. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good. And that's what you're doing.
Yeah,
no,
right.
What
is that song? I want all of our listeners to
Eric,
know.
You're too young for that one. I know that.
What I'm saying. Is there a tune? Is there, like, lyrics? Is there a hook?
Accentuate the positive. David, remember? Accentuate the positive. It was a real
thing. Well, you don't want me to sing, but I don't want to scare off any of your audience. But, yeah, but that's really what it is. But we don't learn that, right? Because in life, we don't always learn how to accentuate
that's
the positive.
True.
Things happen to us.
Good Lord.
So, David, I got to ask you, you said that you've had 30 years of legal experience, but you didn't decide to take the bar and become an attorney. Why?
Well, I've been lucky enough to make a good living out of what I was doing, and it really wasn't my passion. That's why it was something I did, but it wasn't my passion. It was paying bills, and to be an attorney, I worked at with the highest levels, both in corporate America as well as some of the law firms in New York, and I didn't know too many attorneys who were happy with their job. And that's among the things. It's a great question because that's really what I'm trying to work this year to get back into the law firms. Not to be a lawyer or a paralegal or anything like that. I understand the stresses that goes on and how to quickly get them back into it. And by learning how to address your stresses and what obstacles you might have in your way, that really It increases. Not only is an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm.
That's a good one, David. You said what obstacles get in the way. I had a question. A blocker. What do you see when you run into people, because you run into so many you try to help? What is the blocker that they have? Is it just, you know, being afraid to speak on stage, being afraid to get out of entrenchment, which you probably recognize the term. They're in a certain – they don't want to jump out and try. What is it – what's the thing that stops a lot of people, do you think?
Well, our limiting beliefs. You know, we all have limiting beliefs, and because the things that we've done in life, the ways that we've been taught aren't always the most successful ways to be taught. The lessons might have been the right lesson, but not being taught the right way. And sometimes we go through things that we should not have had to go through. We've met people who are not the best to help us guide or to be guides or to even be trustworthy. And those are the things that often scare us. A lot of times we don't want to speak on stage is because, you know, we're fearful or we don't know what we don't know. We don't know the things that are holding us back, what's holding us back. And once you can identify those things, that's what really gets you to that next level to soar.
So
you're
David,
really on point. Do the thing you fear and the death of fear is certain, right?
Yes, I agree, Dad. So, David, you're a speaker, and we all know and love Omar Perryu, and we deal with a couple high-level speakers. And, you know, Omar is very known for his closing ability, for speaking to sell. Could you share with us some things that you've learned along the way that has worked for you when it comes to speaking to sell and getting results as a speaker?
Yeah, sure. One, it's not about me. I can tell you all the stories about me. Just to use them as a modality to say, hey, look, you've experienced something like that. When I start a lot of my talks, I go, who's been divorced? Who's lost a job? All those negative things that might have been through lives, and how do you overcome that? So really, you know, when you speak, I mean, and Omar is the best. I love Omar, and he's the best speaker to close that's out there, in my opinion. And you know, everybody else closes, but Omar, what sets Omar apart from others is his heart-centered focus. He really cares about the people that he partners with, and not everybody does that. I mean, I know he's an Easy Way Wall, member, and, you know, he's a leader. There's very few leaders. There's everybody who wants to be a leader, but they don't realize how hard it is to be a leader. Omar is one of those people who knows how hard it is to be a leader because of what he's overcome, and then having the ability to then translate that into how it could help you get past your obstacles.
Until this podcast From Zero to Wealth comes out. It's going to be going along with the same lines that you just said. So would you say, again, that the question was, what tips, what advice could you share with us? What have you learned yourself on how you can sell, or how you can get value from stage, how you can get – what takeaways, you know, how you can get, you know, give us some turnkey advice that you've learned that you've gotten results in speaking as a speaker.
David's secret tips. Here they come.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So the secret tips is really connecting with your audience. Don't tell them what they need. They know what they need or what they want, but show them. It really is telling the stories and bringing them along. And that's the goal. It really is techniques of just talking and speaking. I know when I speak, I don't like to go through that stack at the end where this is the value you're going to get. If you didn't notice that you're going to get value from my whole talk, then I've lost you along. And at the end, it's really having that conversation. That's why I would rather have the conversation where I meet people in the back of the room to talk to them and explain to them really what they need, the one-on-one conversations, why they should work with me. I tell funny stories. I show techniques. But each one of those is just a scratch of the surface of what I do. And that's really the technique. And everybody has their own technique of what they want to do and how they want to close a sale, which is very important. But if you can also remember people, because not everybody goes to a speech to purchase something. If you can plant the seed, you don't know where it grows. And that's really what I do, is try to leave as many seeds as I can along the way, because I then have a guest. That's why I have my book, my podcast. I want them to hear and know that this is who I am on and off the stage. Being authentic is always one of the biggest values that you can add to anybody, is by showing up in life.
And those little seeds that you mentioned are not just little seeds. They're like major game changers for a lot of people, because certain people, might be a younger person or something, they hear that and they go home and it literally changes their whole future, you know, because they start doing things differently, you know.
So would you say, as a speaker, as an authority, when you got your book and especially your podcast, those were two powerful tools that's helped you in your growth?
100%, because as a speaker, you don't always, especially during the pandemic, there was only so many stages you could be on. And as a podcast host, the value of that is you get to always speak. It's much like if you're working out to be the healthier person. You want to be a speaker, you need to keep speaking. You need to join things like Toastmasters. Have opportunities where you get to speak and think about what you want to do. You can't just say, I'm a speaker, and only do it once a year. You need to keep doing it. I mean, already this year, including this call, I've probably been on about 15 or 20 podcasts besides having my own podcast. And you know, I have another list of so many other things that are coming up. I'll be out in L.A., so Eric, I hope you and I can connect in March, the beginning of March.
Yeah. Well, you know, cool. My birthday is March 18th. We're going to be doing our avatar thing. We'll be in the Easyway Cave doing digital a lot. But if you're going to be in the Orange County area, we're actually – we definitely got to link up, David. I look forward to meeting you in person. You know, that makes me realize, too, that, like, most of the people I know within the Easyway family, everybody's digital. Like, I just hang out with everybody on the computer and online, and I don't really know people, like, for, you know, in person unless you guys, you know, come out here. So if anybody – especially Dave, I look forward to meeting you in person. I really do. If anybody's gonna, you know, be out here, make sure you look us up. Make sure you hit us up, and we need to have like a special Easy Way day, Dad. We need to call some of the hotels.
Oh, Derek, I've been saying that for 20 years. Jeez.
But we need to do it.
Everybody is dying.
I mean, we have the virtual avatar thing where everybody can be an avatar and meet up. We're gonna start doing that more and more. We have the new members event calendar. By the way, I don't know if you know, Dave, but we have a new members event calendar that's gonna put people on stages and podcasts. And find podcast producers and stage producers specifically. That's all it's going to do. And we have about 50-something.
That's awesome.
So, David, did you hear the beginning of the show when I did my hot topic? Did you hear that or no?
I did not. I was just finishing up another interview.
so part of it was we need – it's very important to take – these are little tips that are important through the day for your health. And one of them was time through your busy day to not do business, to take a little break, a little breather. Do you find time and are, you know, to do that with your busy speaker schedule and all that?
I do, and that's one of the lessons I learned when you talked to me about lessons that I knew I needed to know. A couple of years ago, I share this freely, that I tried to hurt myself. I tried to kill myself through the challenges. I knew how to help people. I knew how to assist people and guide them through things, but I wasn't taking care of myself. Much like
yourself,
everybody
see?
Has these gym members. Yeah, the self-care is so important. But it's like having that gym member.
And you know what?
It's
funny membership. You said that, because I've talked to people that are, you know, I'm not going to mention names, but this lady came from Hawaii. She was May. Everybody waited for her for a picture of her. And I caught her as she was walking in, and I said, so how's it going? And she said, oh, okay. And then I said, so how's it going? She goes, oh, you can tell. And she was the motivator. And a lot of people like that are the big motivators, the big peacemakers. But yet their lives are not like that. They need a lot of help themselves. So
you have to make time.
You do.
Yeah, making time, that's the one thing that I learned 4 years ago when I went through that. Even though I was able to help people, I now take time for myself. I make sure that there's always time
to
reset
Eric?
Myself.
Yep. David, and tell Eric that.
Yeah, take time for myself. You got to – because working hard, man. Look, my best friend passed away unexpectedly last year, 55, you know. And
yeah, wow.
Guess what? He left promises. So all those promises that he left are still with him. And the answer is it's not going to help him anything else. If we're going to live our lives the best, we need to make sure we balance. And that's why when I talk about bringing the bad – it's not about being a tough guy, because I'm really not a tough guy, but it's about finding that right balance. And when you can find that right balance, you can make that swing perfect. You can hit your sweet spot, and you might knock it out of the park. It's finding the right balance in life, man.
Balance is the key. That's the key. But, well, David, you know, busy guy, I want to thank you for coming on. And we're looking forward. Like, are you based in Southern Cal or where are you at?
I'm not. That's one of the biggest challenges for the Easy Way lifestyle for me is that I'm on the East Coast. And,
you're East Coast.
Yeah, so I'm okay. In New York. But that's why I can't wait to come out, March 3rd through 5th. Is the Best You conference at the LA Conference Center. So I definitely
want to
hook up with you guys then.
So I heard you got a little chill out there, huh?
This weekend was a little chilly. Yeah, it was single digits.
I bet it's probably pretty crazy out there in New York, too. Like, New York Fashion Week is going on right now, right?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. Usually in February. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of stuff. You just got to meet the right people. I mean, the Easy Way Network, right? You have so many people in the Los Angeles area. We need to try to find an East Coast equivalent.
Let's create an
East Coast. I mean, we have actually a lot of people in the East Coast, believe it or not. One of our members is, works with the Empire State Building and works with Washington Times and is out there on the East Coast. And it's just, I mean, we're slowly putting a list together, more of a directory to make it simpler for people to find who we have. It's just we're working on that. That's going to be the Easy Way Interactive app. But yeah, let's talk about that more, David, and get more of an East Coast vibe going for an Easy Way East Coast vibe. You know, and we'll talk more about that next time we have you on. And guys, go to EasyWayWallOfFame.com or Easy Way Interactive and look for David Chemetsky. As you can see, he's a heart-centered player. He brings a bat and hits it out of the park, and your podcast is awesome. Now, and one more thing, David, I don't know if you're willing to give an opportunity away. We always do digital gift bags, and I'd love to give an opportunity for people to get on your podcast. We're actually going to be putting a directory together we have that now on the Wall of Fame, and you're on there as a podcaster. So anybody that might want to get on your podcast, talk a little bit about that real quick. How many listeners do you have? How many subscribers do you have? What type of distribution? What's the value of being on your podcast? We'll let you go.
Well, the value of being on any podcast is really having an extra platform. If you're looking to be a speaker, then it's another opportunity to share your speaking. And again, you got to keep those reps, right? When you're working out, you got to keep the reps. You know, the idea is the audience, and the audiences keep growing. The great thing about podcasting is it's an evergreen product. They don't take it down. And as long as you don't take it down, it doesn't matter how big it is. You can always point to it. And it always shows your authority. Having a podcast, being as a host is authority, but also being a guest. And, you know, the type of guest that I'm looking for is somebody who has life experience. You know, it's like I say, the podcast is part spiritual, part motivational, and part perspirational. You have to tell me about the work that you've done to get where you're at, no matter what work you've done. And everybody's done some work to improve themselves if they're part of the Easy Way family.
I love it.
Well,
yeah.
Well said.
Yes, sir. So it's healing to break through, and you're an inspiration.
Thank you for coming on, David. You're definitely an inspiration, and congratulations again on your nomination. We'll see you on February 11th on Saturday. 4 o'clock is when the fun starts, the gold carpet. And this time we're actually doing the official screening, the full-fledged production pay-per-view on Easy Way TV, as well as being an avatar sitting in the seat and actually watching it in the virtual theater. You've already gotten your avatar. That was a fun experience, right?
Yep, I did. Yeah, I love my avatar. Yep.
All right, so we will see you there February 11th, and congratulations again on your Speaker of the Year nomination. Congratulations on all your success. Guys, learn more about David. Connect with them at the Easy Way Wall of Fame. Thank you, David, for being a guest today on Radio Boomers Live, Easy Way Radio. And we'll catch you doing it the easy way.
Keep up the good work, David.
Thanks a lot for the opportunity. Love you, brothers. All right, thanks.
All right. Thank you, David.
Bye-bye.
See, that's inspirational. See, take a break, David. Follow
your dreams.
All
right, guys, we're going to a commercial break, and then we will come back with Carmelita's Corner. Thank you so much.
Carmelita's Corner.
Don't forget to press the share button, guys. It won't bite you.
Looking to grow and align your brand with celebrities and other established brands? Your brand is all about your entire customer experience. Everything from your logo, your website, your social media experiences, the way you answer the phone, to the way your customers experience your staff. So why not let us help you get your branding right from the start?
At Easyway Promotions, we are a new class of professionals providing first-class online branding, promotion, social media, website development, editing, graphic design, public relations, media, SEO, and online advertising to give your business a competitive edge to stand out. Our highly experienced experts will not only help you increase your online presence, but also provide you with a proven online strategy to help you increase the value of your company and make acquiring new customers easier. So what are you waiting for? Contact us today and let us help you grow your business exponentially.
For more information, contact 424-209-9290 or visit EZWayPromotions.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We also encourage you to like our Facebook page at Easy Way Promotions.
You are about to experience Carmelita's Corner. Carmelita's song, Rosebud, made it to the top 40s with the godfather of soul, James Brown. She's the founder of the Rose Breast Cancer Society. Now here's your host, Carmelita Pittman.
Well, hello there, Radio Land. Here we are again, and I'm feeling grand. Yep, I've got a good reason. I've got a wonderful guest for you today. Her name is Ava Kaufman, and she has had an experience that is more than mind-boggling. She has overcome all the odds, and she's also a CNN hero, and I'm going to tell you why. She is a transplant survivor. And because of her experience, she had a near-death experience, and she decided to reach out to others to help them overcome being a transplant person that needed help. And she has founded Ava's Heart Charity, and I'm going to let her tell you more about it. Ava, are you there?
I am, and thank you so much for having me on your show.
All right. Well, you really have overcome the odds.
Yes, in so many ways. I have a new saying now, life can change on a dime, and it does.
Mm-hmm. That's true. It can.
Yeah.
It
did for me.
Yes. And I read about you. You are a classically trained dancer, and
yes.
And you come to us from the Bronx area, New York, and you've done many performances professionally, and then all of a sudden you found yourself on the floor and your heart had failed. Tell us what happened during your near-death experience.
Well, 14 years ago, I was a successful businesswoman and mother. I had been a professional dancer. I had a black belt in taekwondo. I was strong and fit, you know, until I wasn't. What appeared to be a simple rash was actually a rare autoimmune disease that destroys your muscles called dermatitis. But it went misdiagnosed as psoriasis for over 3 months. So during that 3 month period, I went from taking dance class every day to needing a walker. And I kept going to the dermatologist, and she kept telling me I had psoriasis, and I just kept getting weaker and weaker and weaker. And I was on my way. I finally went to my regular doctor, who did a blood test and said, your muscle enzymes are highly elevated. And she sent me to a rheumatologist who sent me to get a muscle biopsy. I was on my way to get a muscle biopsy when I literally dropped dead in my house. I was rushed to the hospital and put on life support. The only thing that would save my life would be a heart transplant, because the heart is a muscle, and this disease had destroyed mine. And the only reason that they listed me for a heart was because they'd never seen this disease, dermatomyositis, destroy a heart before. So they put me on the list, never expecting me to live. And the only thing that I can say is sometimes in life, things are just meant to be. And in 10 days, on my actual birthday, I received a new heart.
Wow, what a birthday present.
Right. Happy birthday. Nobody can ever beat that birthday present, ever. And so they woke me up and told me that I had a heart transplant, and then they put me in an induced coma for 2 months. And as I was coming out of the coma, I realized that I couldn't move or speak. I mean, Carmelita, I could not move even my little pinky finger, nothing. And I was aware of the obstacles in front of me. I mean, I had no voice. I had no movement. I was literally trapped in my own body. And then I found myself sitting in these huge palms. And I can tell you, whether you believe in God or a higher power or energy, there is something there. And then I saw this burst of bright color and a light. And all I wanted to do was let go and follow the light. It was really peaceful. I thanked God for my incredible life. And then all of a sudden, I smelled my 11-year-old daughter Jade's dirty hair. It smelled like the barn where she rode horses. And we used to fight about her washing her hair every night. I mean, it literally stunk. And the smell was so strong, and it brought me back, and I realized that I couldn't leave her. And so at that moment, I made a promise to God that if he let me come back to being Jade's mom again, the way I was before, I would spend the rest of my life giving back.
And that you have. Tell us about your two homes that you use to house the people who are up for transplants.
Okay, well, after it took me 6 months to go from sitting to standing, and my recovery was really hard and really long, and I was in the hospital for 4 months. I left the hospital in a wheelchair, newly divorced, my money embezzled by business partners, almost broke, but I had my life, and I had my daughter, and I had the promise that I made to God. And so I started volunteering at my transplant center, and it was there that I learned about the inequities in the world of transplant. Like, I never knew, and I'm sure most of your audience doesn't know, that if you need a transplant and you can't prove to them that you live within a certain distance of your transplant center or that you can afford housing pre- and post-transplant, you can't get put on the list. Now, I'm located in L.A., and 35% of all the transplants in the United States are done in Los Angeles. So people come from all over. Los Angeles is one of the most expensive cities. So I saw people get turned away from getting a transplant because they couldn't afford housing in Los Angeles. So without knowing how, I decided that I was going to start a nonprofit to help these families. So with my first disability check, I started Avis Heart, and we're a 501c3 that provides no-cost housing for transplant patient and one caregiver. So presently, we have two homes, and we can help five families at a time. And each patient and their caregiver gets their own bedroom and bathroom, and then the rest of the house is shared communally. And at first, I wasn't sure how that would work, but the thing is that it works so beautifully because the caregivers have support from other caregivers. The patients have support from others going through the same journey. So it's not like, you know, you're in a hotel by yourself with your caregiver or you're in an Airbnb. You're in a place where people understand what you're going through because there is nothing like transplant. Because not only are you going, through this life-saving surgery, but someone's death, well, I say someone's yes to donation, saved your life. So there's this emotional component that isn't attached to anything else. And the one thing I can say about the transplant community and the community of organ donation is that it's not a community that anybody would want to become a part of. But once you are, you meet the most incredibly strong, loving, caring people in the entire world. And being an organ donor is the most beautiful thing that someone can do to pass on life to someone else.
Yes, and I want to let you, the audience know that thanks to Jai, our mutual friend, he suggested that I nominate you to receive the Carmelita Pittman Inspiration Award. This is something that has been a great honor that will be actually be given on my birthday, which happens to also be International Women's Day, and it's going to take place in Hollywood at a very special location. And,
oh, my God.
Yeah, so I'm very pleased to have you accept that nomination, and it's going to be an amazing event.
Thank you so much, and the Taglione is one of my favorite places in L.A.
Yes, mm-hmm. And I want to thank, the producer for making the whole thing possible, Sharon Doyle. She's just an amazing individual and is producing this amazing event. So it's something that I'm looking forward to, and I will be singing with the San Diego Chamber Orchestra.
Oh, so, that's wonderful.
Yes, there will be some others. I'm going to be posting the information on Facebook and, of course, on the Easy Way Wall of Fame. So anyway, our time is really up, and I want to thank you for coming on as a guest. And please give the audience your website so they can find out more about you.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, my website is avisheart.org, AVASHEART.org. And I did a TED Talk about all of this, and it's on there. And just real quick, Laura Diaz did a piece for KPLA on the house, and she calls it the Avis House of Miracles, and it's up for some big award. So that's on my website as well. You can check it out.
Well, congratulations, Ava, and again, thank you for being a great guest on Carmelita's Corner on the Easy Way Broadcasting Network.
Thank you so much. Have a wonderful day, and I can't wait to meet Sharon Doyle.
Thank you.
All right, all right, all right. We are back with another great segment of Carmelita's Corner. Well, amazing story of your guest there, Carmelita. Amazing story. I hope that they create their account on the Easy Way Wall of Fame so we can learn more about that. And your event sounds spectacular. And so thank you for another awesome segment.
We should have Carmelita on as a guest. We have so many interesting stories about events. You know, the Rose Breast Cancer Society in that times as with Carmelita at the Queen Mary. Do you remember some of those Queen Mary events, Eric? They were fun.
Well, Carmelita's got so much of a history and so much of a story. We had to give her a segment on the show. So she's a guest every single week, pretty much with her guests. She's incredible. Her story is amazing. If you guys aren't following Carmelita on Easy Way Interactive or the Easy Way Wall of Fame, you need to look up Carmelita. Make sure that you're following her there.
We did that interview, remember, with that one lady down in L.A.? She had a faith-based show, and you and I went down there and met Carmelita, and it was in a studio, a nice studio. Of course, there's so many.
Well,
we probably have heard.
I don't know if you're talking about Wendy Lynn Adams and their faith-based show.
Maybe
it's
Wendy,
her husband. We also heard like Kirk on her show, and there's actually three different things that we've been involved with. And yeah,
Carmelita showed up
the Darby Hutchison, the Multicultural Motion Picture Association, and her Rose Breast Cancer Society. Carmelita is one of our top level affiliates, and we're just so proud of her and what she's doing.
What I was going to say was Carmelita didn't just show up, ready to do an interview. She shows up with a whole, flowers and drinks and sandwiches. I mean, she brings something for everybody in the studio. It's amazing.
was fun.
But yeah, we're going to go to a quick commercial break. I'll let you guys know we've been talking about the Wall of Fame over and over and over again. This is our platform that all of our members are on. We're almost up to 6,000 members with 780,000 visitors last month and 8.2 million total views. And all of this is migrating and transitioning over to our own app, which is our own social solutions network, Easy Interactive. And so we'll be right back. Make sure you create your free account on EasyWayWallOfFame.com.
Imagine a social network that's based on quality members over quantity, where you can easily find the qualified leads you're looking for, where members treat each other as family and promote each other's projects. Get interviewed, manage your business, and sell your product or service on our new EasyWay store. Let us do the promotional heavy lifting for you. We've created an all-in-one solution with all the tools you would ever need to promote you and your client's business, all accessible by one simple login. Social media done for you. Introducing the new 2022 EasyWay Network with our built-in Wall of Fame that helps you to search and find that profile you want to network with that matches your business needs while boosting your own notoriety at the same time. This year, we've made it even easier on you. Oh, did we mention you make money? Create your free account today by texting EasyWay, that's letter E, letter Z, to 55678, or visit EasyWayNetwork.com. Got questions? Give us a call at 424-209-9290.
All right. So let's get into the last segment of the show. We're going to get into the EasyWay news updates. We're going to give you guys all the information that's coming up, what's happening, and what you got to how you guys got to utilize and benefit from resource leverage.
Resource.
Everything.
Yeah.
We have happening. So ultimately, when you create an account on the EasyWay Wall of Fame, you can create a profile. You can put your portfolio on there. You can put your video on there. You can put your about on there. You can put your services on there. You can link your social media to it and many other features. And it is a vehicle to promote you. It's a promotional boost to give you more visibility on Google and more leads. And it is free to create an account and post on social media. To connect to our users and our community and our networks, since it's such a high-quality community, we do charge a silver, gold, or platinum monthly plan, and you can go to pricing on the EasyWay Wall of Fame to learn more about how that works and actually the boost that you're going to get. We actually have a brand development plan. We give you a team. We call it a Rent Our Team. We have a Rent Our Team program where you can actually have unlimited graphic design, video editing, social media management and posting that EasyWay provides you through EasyWay Promotions. And it's a full-fledged, all-around, one-stop-shop solution that we have over 200 members paying that we're working with right now, and over close to 6,000 members total on the platform. Where we're moving to is, I mean, we've been doing this for many, many years, but we're really going to be focusing on events. So coming up, we're going to be focusing on a calendar for our members to submit their events. So for instance, Carmelita has her event coming up. Carmelita may want more people to get tickets or RSVP, or maybe she might be looking for performers or media for her red carpet or whatever. It might be sponsors for her event. Carmelita could, if now she is a paying upgraded member, so Carmelita can now take that event and she can submit it to our calendar, which goes out to our 20,000 email list, as well as our hundreds of thousands of social media, because we're going to be constantly promoting that calendar. And then obviously the close to 6,000 members that we have on the EasyWay Wall of Fame. And she doesn't have to pay for that because she's already paying for her membership. So she could put that on there, and then she gets more benefits and more value to her event. Now, those that are looking for an event, those are looking to network, those are looking to go somewhere on that date, they want to put it on their calendar, we'll go to that calendar, and they'll click on RSVP, and now Carmelita will get more benefits to her event. So our members can submit their events so they can get more people to their events, and then people that are looking for events can get access to those events, maybe want to walk a carpet or get more exposure, get on podcasts, get on stages, whatever, anything to do with events. An event could be a podcast interview. An event could be a digital stage. An event could be any type of thing that's on a calendar, any type of task that's on a calendar. So I think this is going to be one of our biggest and best tools, which is going to be similar to the Hollywood News Calendar, if you guys know about that. The Hollywood News Calendar is a very popular event access platform. And an event can also be a TV program. And when that TV program is going to be airing, and we have multiple distribution partners and so on and so forth. So all of our everything is going to be put into this calendar. And that is happening right now in-house on the Easyway Wall of Fame, but we're going to be making it that much simpler to easywayevents.com, which will also branch off to pay-per-view. Now I want to get into to the pay-per-view. Pay-per-view, PPV, easypv.com is
familiar real soon.
So anybody that has an event that they might want to stream live, anybody that has a podcast that they might want to raise some money for a charity perhaps, or just make money for themselves, that they want to monetize their media. We built an entire pay-per-view system that gives you the ability to do that. So for instance, February 11th, our big award show, that's going to be available on pay-per-view, which you can pay $5 to be able to have access to watching the full-fledged professional production of the Easyway Awards Golden Gala screening. Shout outs to KTA Interactive for the production on that and everybody else that's worked on that project. So February 11th is happening. Then we have February 19th with American Comedy. We're making America laugh again with a political friendly but more of a comedy film starring Eric Roberts and Dan Loria, which is happening on 5 o'clock February 19th on President's Day. And so you guys can go purchase pay-per-view tickets there at ppv.easyway.tv/ACF, stands for American Comedy Films. So again, ppv.easyway.tv/ACF, and you can watch that. We also have, like I said, close to 6,000 members that have things going on that are going to want to put their stuff on
review,
different events. And so, yeah, this is going to be a real fun platform. And it's all going to be available very simply. You click on PPV right there on the Easyway Interactive app, and then boom.
What I like is
not only is it an entertainment platform that you can watch, but it's a platform that you can make money from for our members. So if you're a member, you'll be able to utilize that platform. Now let's get into podcasting. Because we have so many members that have podcasts that want to get more listeners or more viewers. We have so many members that want to get sponsors and so many members that want to get bigger and better guests on their podcast, therefore to get more followers and subscribers to their podcasts. So we're building a platform to do that, as well as a done-for-you program to do your podcast for you. If you guys are interested in that, that will be available on Easyway Interactive as well. We have a directory that we already have on the Easyway Wall of Fame. If you guys go to Easyway Wall of Fame, you click on members and you go to speakers or you go to podcasters or you go to business or you go to health. We have different categories already, but we're going to make it that much simpler for you guys to really get directly connected to who you're looking for. And most people want to get on stages. Most people want to get on podcasts. So now we branch off to the new spinoff of the Easyway Pitch Party. For those of you guys that attend our pitch parties, thank you so much. You want to definitely make sure you attend the next one with Henry Tillman, the heavyweight Olympic winner, beat Mike Tyson superstar boxer, February 16th, which is going to be on Zoom. We have an average of 50 to about 150 people that turn up on these Easyway Pitch Parties. But we're going to do a spinoff. If we can get enough subscribers, enough people that have podcasts and have stages and have TV networks and have magazines and have media and have stages or podcasts, if we can get enough people for that, we're going to do a spinoff every month of Easyway Podcast Party, which will be on Zoom, or we might even do it on StreamYard. I don't know yet, but that'll all be available on easywaytv.com. You'll be able to watch live on Roku. You'll be able to watch it on Facebook and YouTube, but you'll be able to interact. Guys, I got to tell you, it's so powerful when you join these Zooms that we do, whatever they might be.
Oh, the Zooms are amazing.
Because we literally have the interaction where we'll have, I don't know, 50 to 100 people, and we'll say, hey, so someone will come up on stage and speak, and then we'll say, hey, if you enjoy that, put a two in the chat, And I mean, I'll give you guys, for instance, with Linnell and lsbling.com and her $5 quality jewelry that she does to support charity and nonprofits, we'll say put LS Bling in the chat if you're interested. And like literally 25 people will put LS Bling and then she'll have sales galore. Boom, 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 boom. It's that quick.
Yeah.
So especially if you have a podcast and you want to give people the chance to be on your podcast or you want sponsors for your podcast or whatever, it's incredible. It's really an incredible experience. So we want to enhance that, make it that much stronger. So I wanted to just give that information, Dad. I got to get going. I got to get on Zoom at 11 o'clock.
Amazing, Eric.
Thank
I'm
you
very
so
proud
much.
Of you.
Yes, February 11th on the Easy Way Awards Golden Gala. Go to easywayawards.com. Easywayawards.com. Easy, letter E, letter Z, easywayawards.com. Text EasyWay to 55678 to get involved with any of our stuff. But easywayawards.com, create your avatar or get your pay-per-view ticket. We'll see you guys on February 11th, February 19th.
It's March 18th,
big app launch. Again, you'll be able to go to the calendar, the new EasyWay members calendar for all of our digital events that are happening. Thanks so much for tuning in, guys. Thank you, Dad. I love you, and we got to go.
Absolutely, Eric. Great job. And thank you, David Chemeski, for coming on, and Carmelita and Carmelita's guest. It's gaining so much momentum. There are so many people jumping on board. So, but unfortunately, guys, it's time to roll. So next Monday morning, tune in, 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock to 11. Keep moving. Keep faith. And Radio Boomers Live is time.
Thank you for listening to Radio Boomers Live, also known as RBL, with your hosts, James and Eric Zuli. Be sure and visit EasyWayNetwork.com. That's letter E, letter Z. EasyWayNetwork.com to get access to our influencers and get promoted to over 500,000 visitors per month. Remember, Radio Boomers Live airs every Monday, 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Don't forget to download our app on any mobile device, Google Play or Apple Store, by searching Easy Way Family. That's letter E, letter Z, Easy Way Family. Subscribe to our show at easywaypodcast.com.
Okay, Eric, great show. Till next Monday morning, keep moving, keep the faith, and Radio Boomers Live is signing out.